pain, you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think of buy me a football team. Money, get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Don't give me that do-goody-good bullshit. I'm in a high-fidelity first-class traveling sector. I think I need a Learjet.
too for cruising.
Well, hey, hey, hey. Happy Thursday evening. I'm back. I was away last week. Did you miss me? I missed hanging out with all of you. I'm Marianne, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And this is a show with a bit of a twist. All of my songs have a money-related theme, and I sprinkle in financial advice to help you have happier, healthier finances. So who wouldn't want happier, healthier finances? So, what do we have on the go for this evening? Well, tonight I have a little test for you. You've been listening to my show for almost a year now, so I'm going to give you a little test and see how you do. I'm kidding, it's not actually about the show itself. It's a money management skills test. So I'm giving you a heads up that you might want to have a piece of paper and a pen. It's really short, really easy. You can't get any answers wrong, and the results are always positive. So I'll tell you more about that. But basically, I'm going to ask you 9 questions, and you're going to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. So all you have to do is write numbers 1 to 9 on a piece of paper, and then you're going to write the answer to each question from 1 to 5 beside those numbers, and then you're going to total it up. And you're going to get a score, and I'm going to tell you where you fall in terms of the score. And depending on where you are, I'm going to give you some tips and advice on what you can do next with your finances. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yay! I know you're all excited. So don't worry, I'm not going to talk for the entire show. I do have a list of songs that we're going to play, so we're going to rock out to some money-themed songs. And I'm going to kick things off with our money funny in just a moment. So I just have to say what a difference 2 weeks made, because it is dark outside and it's been getting a little darker every week. But I'm really noticing it tonight. Although I have to say we have had a fantastic fall and even got a last swim in. It might be my last swim. I'm not sure yet. On Thanksgiving Day, so my son Julian and I went down to the little beach, the little rock wall beach, which has many names, and swam for a good half an hour. The water was just that nice. So who knows, maybe we'll take another dip this weekend, although the nights have been pretty cool. So I think the water probably reflects that. Anyway, it's been a fantastic fall. The weather's just been amazing. I hope everybody's enjoying it. All right, here's the money funny, and then we're going to kick the show off with 2 tunes, Glamour Puss, Easy Money, Mumbo Jumbo, who wouldn't like a little easy money in their life? And we're going to follow that up with Great Big C, Consequence Free, because who wouldn't like to not have any consequences? Here's your money funny. I've never understood the concept of gift certificates, because for the same $50, my friend could have gotten me $50. There you go. Something to consider as we get a little closer to the holiday season and you're out buying gift cards. And I'm sure many of our kids can probably appreciate that. So would you rather a gift card or would you rather have cash in your hand? I'm thinking a nice, crisp, red $50 bill might be pretty enticing to anybody. All right, so let's kick things off with a couple of tunes. Then we're going to go into the lessons learned segment, which I'm going to share a few things from the last couple of weeks that crossed my desk, situations that I thought were interesting. And then we will jump right into the money management skills test. So just a reminder, have a piece of paper and a pen ready for when we get to that part. All right, here we go. Glamour Puss, Great Big C, couple of tunes coming your way.
Scale. Why in the hell should I work for a living?
na 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 na.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
And I'm back, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and I am Marianne. There's two ways that you can reach out to me, either tonight or anytime throughout the week. If you have a song that you would like played, you can call the request line. Obviously, we need to be in the studio to answer that one. The number, if you have that pen handy that you're going to need for the test in a few moments, the number is 902-858-2077. Or you can pop an email to studio@covefm.com. That's studio@covefm.com. And you can find me on Facebook under Dr. Debt, Dr. Debt. And you can post a message or a question or a song request there as well. Lots of ways to reach out to us and lots of ways to get involved in the show. All right, so lessons learned. You know, I really love what I do. I've been doing this, well, for a long time. I started in the industry in 1988. Wow, gosh, that was a long time ago. I did leave for 7 years, did some other stuff, and I came back. And that was in 2005, so 12 years ago. If you don't know what I do, I'm a licensed insolvency trustee, basically a financial counselor with a special training and licensing by the Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy. And I help people put the fine back in their finances. So people come to me when they're stressed financially, I help them find solutions. That's pretty much what I do. And I often get asked, isn't your job stressful? In fact, I had a lady in today and she said, I don't know how you do what you do. You deal with people who are so stressed out. She, of course, was one of them. And I said, I love it because, yes, people come to me stressed out, but they leave feeling so much better, feeling like there's hope. Or maybe just because they talked to someone, it helped them put things into perspective. Or I was able to refer them somewhere where they could get themselves back on track financially. Or we were able to negotiate something with their creditors. And there was at least four people this week that said, I feel so much better. I feel so much lighter. I had a gentleman today who said, I haven't been able to sleep. We got a settlement, got his creditors to accept a settlement. He said, I think now that I'll be able to sleep tonight. So I love what I do. I think that we're a really stressed out world in a whole lot of ways. Finances are definitely one of them. And so I love the opportunity to help people with that every day. And I love that I get to be here once a week sharing not only some fun tunes with you, but, you know, giving you little tidbits of information to help you have better, more solid finances and hopefully avoid some of the pitfalls that I do see every day, you know, and some that I've lived through. So this lessons learned segment is about that. It's just a reminder. There's things that come out throughout the week that just remind me of little things that I think are worth repeating or worth sharing. So two that came up in the last couple of weeks are this. If you can't pay a debt, keep in touch. So that came up because what I've seen as a pattern often, and we can see why people would do this, is if you can't pay something, often we tend to avoid it for lots of reasons. We don't like conflict. It's embarrassing. We can't pay anything anyway. So why call the creditor? And, you know, it's a gray area, but I generally do recommend that you make your intentions known to the creditors. So, you know, let them know what the situation is. Let them know what you can do or when you can do something. If you can, put it in writing and fax or email it off just so it's on file so you don't have to repeat your story over and over so there's something in hard copy. I will tell you that sometimes it doesn't matter. The creditor really just doesn't care and they're not going to stop trying to collect from you or call you and drive you crazy. And so it doesn't hurt and it might help depending on the circumstances. But it's much better to at least have made that attempt. The second one is be careful of chasing your losses. Now, I actually wrote a chapter in a book called Chasing Your Losses, and it was actually about gambling and, you know, the fact that once you lose money, you're always doing more gambling to try to get the money back that you lost. And so it's a little bit about that, but I find there's so many places where we chase our losses. So a few examples that I see on a regular basis, sinking money into a failing business. I see that so much. You've started a business, you've put your heart and your soul and your savings, everything into it. And when the business isn't doing well, you keep putting money in. You mortgage your house, you borrow money, you get a line of credit, you use your credit cards, you do everything to try to keep that business going or get it back on its feet. And it's admirable. It is. But there's a thin line between admirability and stupidity. I didn't really want to use that word, but I couldn't think of another one. Desperation, maybe, because stupidity is kind of harsh. But you know what I'm saying is sometimes you're just digging a deeper, 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 deeper hole. And at the end of it, you're not only potentially losing your business, but you may lose your house or your relationship or something, you know, other than the business. The other one is trying to get back what you've put into something. So the phrase I wrote down is, but I put X number of dollars into the house or into the car, etc. And so you're hanging on to it and you're holding out to get more money. Now, I see this more with houses, you know, but I put so much into it and I did renovations and I need to get $150,000 for it in order to make it worth my while. And in the meantime, the market doesn't bear that. And you're going to be lucky to get $100,000 or $120,000, but you sit on it for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And so the insanity of that is that you're paying the mortgage payments, the maintenance, and all the extra costs of that house for those 2 or 5 or 10 years, however long it takes. And so if you do eventually sell it for the $150,000, maybe you've paid another $20,000 in expenses to do that. Does that make sense? So those are just a couple of things that have crossed my path that I've seen that I thought were worth just sharing as reminders. All right, so that concludes the lessons learned segment of this show. So in case you missed the very first part of this show, I have a money management skills test coming up. So if you want to take part in that, if you can, if you're not driving, if you're driving, you can do this in your head. Don't write it down while you're driving. I'm going to ask you 9 questions. And so you do need a pen and a piece of paper. You can put the numbers 1 to 9 down the side or across top if you want. And I'm going to ask you to rate each of these questions on a scale of 1 to 5. So you're going to give each one a number. And then you're going to total up all those numbers and you're going to get a score. And I'm going to tell you where you fall on the money management skills test. So woohoo, we are going to have some fun. So get your pen and paper ready. Let's take a little interlude and listen to a few songs before we do that. So we have coming up Mike Oliver Band, Gimme All Your Money. Wouldn't that be nice if someone gave you all their money? And that's followed up by The Weather. And then we have, who do we have coming up after The Weather? Jack Johnson, My Mind is for Sale. So we live in a world where everything's for sale. Well, Jack's selling his mind. So a couple tunes coming up. Enjoy those. And then I'll be back with your test. Yay!
Friday night, I just collected my pay. Went into a bar that was right along the way. The lights were down dim and the place was kind of dark. Up there in the corner sat that hungry old loan shark. Now he was kind of mad because he hadn't been paid for a debt that I owed him for a bet that I made. He looked straight at me and said, "Come over here, sonny. If you want to leave here alive, give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, son. Put pride in your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up." That I used to know. We start talking about the crazy things we used to do. We decide to go have ourselves a cold brew. Yes, we did. And we were lying, laughing, starting to gab. The boys run out of money, I start in front of the tab. When I get up and leave, I wait to say to the sun. Before you move from that chair, give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad. It ain't that bad, sonny. Quit buying your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. We'll be right back.
of 10, better play us some cards. I've been raising some more. Win the last big pot and I head for the door. When I get to the street, I hear, stick 'em up, sonny. You better reach for the sky. Give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, sonny. Get down in your beer and give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, sonny. Quit grinding your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. You better give it back. You know that guy's gonna come after me. He's gonna kick mine if I don't give him his money. What am I gonna do now? Give that back.
That's the Mike Oliver Band. Give me all your money.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday night, clear. Wind northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, becoming light. And a low of +4, except for 0 inland with frost. For Friday, sunny with a high of 14 and a UV index of 4 or moderate. For Friday night, clear, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Wind becoming southwest, 30 kilometers an hour near midnight, and a low of 7. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 17. And for Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 16.
Currently, it's 7 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Chester Golf Club offers visitors the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting. The course routing provides a golfing adventure that is both challenging and enjoyable for all skill levels. It's a joy to play whether you aspire to break 120 or par of 70. Any missed shots will be due to the distracting beauty of the Atlantic Ocean, the islands, and the colorful sailboats tacking in the wind. Call Chester Golf Club today to book your tee time at 902-275-4543 or book online at chestergolfclub.ca.
This is your community radio station, 88.7 Cove FM.
Well, I heard the blinkers on, I heard we're changing lanes, I heard he likes to race. I heard there's 6 or 7 words he likes to use are always in bad taste. And I heard that Monday's just a word we say every 7 times around, and then we pin the tail on Tuesday, watch those strings go up and down. And the elephant in the room begins to dance, the camera zoom into his mouth begins to move. Those hateful words he uses. I don't care for your paranoid, us against them walls. I don't care for your careless, me first, gimme appetite at all. My mind is for sale, it's all been divided into reasons why my 2 opposing thoughts at once are fine. The residue from the price tag on the tip of my tongue, words don't come, they go. How many likes I gotta get for I know the truth, and the truth is season 3 will be a great reason to forget all about. Reality's a slippery slope, watch the TV scream and shout. I don't care for your paranoia, us against them fearful kind of war.
walls. I don't care for your careless. Me first, gimme appetite at all. Changing lanes, I heard we need more space. I heard that six or seven words are in bad taste. It's absurd to believe that we might deserve anything, as if it's balanced in the end and the good guys always win. I don't care for your paranoia, us against them fearful kind of walls. I don't care for your careless. Me first, gimme appetite, with the residue from the price tag on those two opposing thoughts in my mind. Us against them fearful kind of walls.
And that was Jack Johnson, My Mind Is For Sale. So, is everybody ready for their money management skill test? If you are just tuning in, you might want to have a pen and piece of paper ready, because I'm going to ask you 9 questions, and I'm going to have you rate each answer on a scale of 1 to 5. So basically, these 9 questions are all the different pieces of having a successful money management plan. And so your answer is going to be 1 to 5. 1 is never, 5 is always, or you'll answer somewhere in between. So question number 1, do you start the month with a spending plan? Okay, so remember, 1 is never, 5 is always, or somewhere in between on a scale of 1 to 5. Do you start the month with a spending plan? I didn't ask you if you followed the plan. I didn't ask you if it worked. I just asked if you started the month with a plan. And that could be any shape or size. It could be that you have things written out on a calendar. It could be that you have an Excel spreadsheet that shows you everything that you want to spend money on. It could be that you use a sophisticated accounting program. There's lots of ways that you could put that together. All right, ready for number 2? Number 2, do you track your expenses? 1 is never, 5 is always, or somewhere in between. Do you track your expenses? Now again, you can do that in lots of different ways. You can keep your receipts, total them up, and look at them. You can have an app on your phone. You could have something linked to your bank account. It could be a program your bank offers. It could be an Excel spreadsheet, money management program, accounting program. Anything where you can go and look at your expenses. Number 3, do you examine your expenses to see where you might be able to cut costs? So again, 1 to 5. 1 is never, 5 is always, or somewhere in between. So it's not enough just to track your expenses, but do you look at them to see what you're spending and where, and maybe identify some patterns or how it changes month to month or year to year? Is an expense going up or going down? Do you examine expenses to determine where you might be able to cut costs? By the way, if you miss any of these, I do have this form on my website, which you are welcome to go check out. It's drdebt.ca, so drdebt.ca. There's a free downloads link, and you can download this questionnaire there. And I'll announce that at the end of the show as well. Okay, so we got number 1, number 2, number 3. Number 4, do you set aside money for yearly expenses? 1 is never, 5 is always, or somewhere in between. What am I talking about with yearly expenses? Wood, oil, those things are coming up. How about your vehicle registration? Or, a couple months away, Christmas. do set money aside. Now, maybe you don't set money aside, but maybe you buy it throughout the year. Or maybe you use a Canada Savings Bond or tax refund or have some other method. That still counts as an always or sometimes, depending on how often you do it. So do you plan for yearly expenses? Number five, do you set aside money for emergencies? So these would be vehicle repairs, household repairs, and just plain things that you have no idea whether or not they're coming up. One is never, five is always, or somewhere in between. Do you set aside money for emergencies? Number six, do you decide what you need to buy and how much money you can spend before you make a purchase? So that could be groceries, meaning you sit down and figure out how much money you have for groceries before you go buy them. Maybe you're getting tires for your car. Do you sit down and figure out how much money you can have, or do you just go buy the tires and worry about the money later? One is never, five is always, or somewhere in between. Number seven, stay with me, just three more. Do you avoid impulse spending? One is never, five is always, or somewhere in between. That one's fairly obvious. Number eight, do you meet monthly expenses with existing income? So basically, do you have enough money that gets you through the month and pays everything? Things are not behind. You're not behind in your utilities. You're paying all your bills on time. No payments are missed. You could be carrying a balance on credit cards, but you make your monthly payments. Do you meet monthly expenses with existing income? One is never, five is always, or somewhere in between. And finally, number nine, do you discuss financial issues with others in the household? Now, this only applies if you are in a relationship where you have to share your finances. If you live with your brother or your mother or your friend, you don't have to discuss your financial issues with them. So use some common sense here. So do you discuss financial issues with others in your household that you need to? If you don't have someone, if that's not applicable, you get an automatic five. So one is never, five is always, or somewhere in between. Okay, those were your nine questions. So hopefully you followed with me on all of those. Like I said, if you didn't and you want to follow up on that later, just pop onto my website, drdebt.ca, drdebt.ca, and go to the downloads page. You can download the form. I also posted it to my Facebook page. So again, Dr. Debt, Dr. Debt. You can find me there and I posted a link to the downloads page. All right, so I'm not going to give you the results yet. We're going to play a couple more tunes and see what's going on in the community with the community calendar. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you the results. So in the meantime, you can make sure you have the nine questions, nine answers. You should have nine numbers, add them up, get a total, and I'll be back to let you know how you made out on your money management skills test. So we're going to listen to Spend Your Life With Us by the Abrams and Broken Man by Bring On the Storm. Follow that up with the community calendar and I'll be back with the test result numbers.
Baby, look at where we are. They never thought we'd make it all this way. A diamond ring cuts through the dark. Choking on the words I need to say. Every day another breath since the night we met. Girl, you got me on my knee. Spend your life with me.
Spend your life with me, yeah. Spend your life. heard it on the radio. I didn't watch it on the news. Seems a telephone line, it can always find a way to spare the blues. I was on the road, show to show, like an ordinary day. Now it's playing over in my mind. How could I ever bring you back again? Just to get me through the day. I turned my back, and when I turned back around, everything had changed. Harpers dying, guitars lying, silence, and all the music fades. Even all the king's horses and men, they were trying in vain. Some people die when they live out soul. Give all they have just to get a little more. And I keep on trying to understand what it is that brings trying to understand what it is. Some people die when they live by the sword. Give all they have just to get a little more. And I keep on trying.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
Enjoy breakfast at the Chester Legion on Saturday, October 14th from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy eggs any way you like them, French toast, hash browns, beans, bacon, sausage, toast, tea or coffee, and juice.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
I've got 90,000 pounds.
Sorry about that. We're not ending the show. Don't worry. That wasn't supposed to be in there yet. Got a little bit ahead of myself. All right. So I am back and we're going to talk about the results of the money management skill test. So hopefully you answered the 9 questions. You got a number for each of the 9 questions and you totaled it up and you have a total. So here you go. Here are the results. If you scored from 0 to 20, your money management skills need improvement. You should definitely seek out some advice and figure out how you can get things back on track or on track quickly so you have the best chance of success. If you scored from 21 to 30, good, you're doing good. Pay attention to the 1s and the 2s and see if you can't get those up to at least sometimes, and obviously work at getting more of them up to the always. If you scored 31 to 40, pat yourself on the back. You have very good money management skills. Take a look at your answers. If you have any 1s or 2s, work on those. And finally, if you have 41 to 45, you have excellent money management skills. You should pat yourself on the back and celebrate with a spending spree. I'm kidding. Don't go on a spending spree. But you have great money management skills. So use those skills wisely. Keep doing what you're doing and share some tips with others so they can learn some great advice. All right, so I'm going to wind things down. We have a new show starting after me, so I need to finish up my show and make sure they have time to get in here and get set up. So I'm going to end off with my wishing you happy, healthy finances, hoping you have a fantastic Thursday and a great weekend. I'll be back next week. I'm going to send you out with Monty Python's Money Song, for real this time, and follow that up with the Rolling Stones. You can make it if you try, so you just keep trying. Keep changing, keep focusing on what you can do to make things better because you can make it. And with that, have a great Thursday evening, everyone. Talk to you next week.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go
round.
You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.